Well, good morning and happy Mother's Day. You know, hope you're all going to have a good day. You know, Mother's Day is a time we celebrate mothers, but, you know, mothers do so much. You know, they're a housewife, some work, some do both. They're raising a family, they're watching out for kids. You know, in a lot of cases, they're the finance person, they're the chef, they're the baker, they're the driver, they're the teacher, they're the doctor. They're the lawyer. They're the judge and jury. But they punish in love and mostly about forgiveness. You know, they're proud of any accomplishments, no matter how large or small. You know, they're a supporter in all you desire to do and all you want to accomplish. And the supplier of all the needs of her family. And honestly, there's just too many positions to mention them all. Just too many things that they do that... too many roles that they play. But they're also one we didn't say is a helper to the husband. Genesis 2:18 says, "The Lord God, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." You know, guys on their own can get into just a little bit of trouble. You know, women help us a lot. They help us drive, and they give us directions while we're driving, and you know, other than that, they let us know when to do things and sometimes how to do them correctly. And sometimes men, you know, we need a little watching. We need a little direction, you know. You know, the old saying, the last words of some men in their whole life is, "Hey, y'all, watch this." And so we could use some help. So God said to give a helper or a helpmate. You know, that's coming beside someone to make better. It's to complete each other in all ways. And it doesn't mean they're less. They're not less than, but equal, but with different God-given roles. So it's an important part women play. Proverbs 31:10, matter of fact, says, "A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies." And I'll let you read the rest of Proverbs 31 to find out more. But wives and mothers are so valuable. Valuable to husbands, valuable to families, and valuable to God. You know, plenty of women are noted in the Bible and did great things of faith. Huldah was a prophetess. Miriam was Moses' sister and was a prophetess. And also, as you know, when they crossed the Red Sea, a singer-songwriter, and Deborah was a prophetess and a judge. Tamar took charge of doing what she needed to do to create her lineage and is in the line of Christ. Abigail was married to Nabal and later David, but her wisdom and actions saved her immediate family and people from being killed by David due to Nabal's attitude. You know, Hannah had deep prayers and a deep faith, and gave way to bearing Samuel. And then in response, she gave Samuel to the God for his service. Rahab and her help to the spies of Jericho showed her courage, her faith in the true God, and was an example of the redemption plan. Phoebe was noted for her leadership and her service, being noted as a servant or a deaconess in some translations. Esther showed courage and faith and wisdom in saving the Jewish people. And then we've got Mary, mother of Jesus, and all that she went through. You know, even she was there for the first miracle, the turning water to wine in Cana at the wedding. You know, she understood there was a problem. And she called Jesus in and she said, "Jesus, look, this is what's going on. We ran out of wine. This is an embarrassment to the family. They're really good people. We love them. I need you to take care of this." And of course, Jesus said, "Woman," which wasn't a mean term. It was a term of endearment back then. But she said, "My time's not come." And Mary seemed to say, "Look, this is a problem. I need you to fix it." And she told all the servants there just to do whatever he says, and she left. So I can imagine, maybe you think Jesus said in there, like, "Dad, what do we do? You know, I'm supposed to honor and obey my mother, but what do we do here?" And, uh, You know, I don't know if God pulled the "if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy" card, but apparently he did say, go ahead, make your mom happy, go ahead and do this. So Jesus did turn the water into wine at the wedding at Cana. But women were by Jesus all through. They were by Jesus to the end. They were there when he was on the cross. They were the first ones to the tomb. They were the first ones to go and tell that he had arisen. And these are just a few of the women in the Bible noted for their faith and being used by God. How valuable they were. How important they were. Paul wrote to Timothy also in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 through 8. Says, I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, or of me his prisoner. Rather, join me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Notice Paul sees a sincere faith in Timothy, and he noted where it was planted. If you see, it says it first lived in his grandmother Lois, and then in his mother Eunice. He saw what they had and the examples and life they live and how it was passed on to Timothy. Timothy still had to make the choice, but he had a firm foundation to go by. You know, women have a God-given role to fulfill, but even at that, many have to step up further at home and in the church because basically men are not fulfilling their God-given roles. So we're thankful that we have women that do step up, bold women of faith that step up. You know, I've experienced, and I've heard many of you have experienced, the seeds planted by mothers and grandmothers. You know, many times dads are busy or off to work, and much of the child rearing is up to the woman. So that care and influence from a baby to early childhood to teens to adults is strong and so important. And that foundation goes through our life. And I'm sure you can remember things that happen and shape your life from your mother or grandmother. Perhaps how they did things to provide for others, or how they gave of themselves and sacrificed so others could have more. Maybe it was working on a club or school project you needed help with. Maybe it was just walking through the woods with a bear stick, just talking and being out in nature with each other. As you get older or married, perhaps it was the counseling or the encouragements or just the sharing that you needed. But they're always there for you. You know, what a great example of Jesus. He's always there for you too. You know, Franklin Graham was a little rough as a youngster. He went to boarding school as a young man. And he said, you know, whatever was expected by the student body, I wanted to do the opposite. I got a kick out of staying one step ahead of the law. You know, if Billy Graham was the ultimate preacher, Franklin made a run at being the ultimate preacher's kid. And you know, PKs, preacher's kids, some of the ultimate rebels that there are. But Franklin Graham fighting and high-speed car chases and firearms and rock music and hard liquor. He said, I didn't want to identify with Christianity. He said, I prayed, I attended church, but I found the things of the world pleasurable and fun. And I didn't like being around other Christian people. Well, life became empty, something missing, and emptiness couldn't explain it. No joy, no fulfillment. He decided you couldn't live in the middle ground. You had to either follow Christ or reject him. Remember, the middle ground, the fence, that's owned by Satan too. So if you're not for Christ or you're sitting on the fence, you're on Satan's side. He owns the fence. So you have to be for Christ or not. And in a motel room one day, he read Romans 8:1, that there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And he said, I put my cigarette out and I got down on my knees beside my bed and I settled the matter for eternity. But Franklin's major influence, you would think, would be his dad, but it was not his father, who was most always off on a crusade, but the difference was made because of a spiritually strong mother named Ruth Graham, who learned her faith from her parents, who were missionaries in China. So he got it from his mother, who got it from her mother, passed on by the ladies. You know, Proverbs 22:6 says, start children off the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Never underestimate the power and importance of the experience and knowledge you pass on to others, especially family. It's a base of knowledge that will always be with them. Will they stray? Probably. Chances are, yeah. They may stray a long way, but the foundation is still with them, speaking to them. It gives them the opportunity to return to it. Without that foundation, we see how lost people are. And we're going to have an invitation, but I want to read one more true story to you before we have that. Solomon Rosenberg was placed in a Nazi concentration camp with his wife, their two sons, and his mother and his father. And it was a labor camp, and rules were simple. As long as you can do your work, you're permitted to live. And when you become too weak to do your work, then you are exterminated. Well, he watched his mother and father both march off to their deaths, and he knew that the next one would be his youngest son, David, who had always been a frail child. Every evening when he returned to the barracks, he searched for the faces of his wife and children, especially David, and would thank God for another day of life. One day he returned and didn't see those familiar faces. He finally discovered his oldest son, who was huddled in a corner, weeping. Josh, tell me it's not true. It is true, Papa. Today David was not strong enough to do his work, so they came for him. Where's your mother? He said, when they came for David, he was afraid and cried. And Mama said, there's nothing to be afraid of, David. And she took his hand and went with him. You know, this is a true story. It's lived out in many different ways and many different families all around by people just like those that sit here today. And we honor those mothers today, the mothers that they give of themselves selflessly because they love. You know, faithful moms are a good example of Christ and what he desires us to be. You know, a mother gives us birth. We're born of a mother, and what a bond there is. But we're also born again through Christ, and what a love there is and a bond with Christ we have. These are bonds that can't be broken. You know, mothers give up life rights for another. They've got a sincere, active faith, a lasting faith, and a sacrificial love. They willingly go through everything with us, no matter what. They always put us ahead of themselves and want the best for us. They make a difference in lives. You know, Jesus loves us and wants the best for us too, even when we stray. Do you have the foundation from the women in your life, but also have the foundation Christ has laid in your life? I'd like you to build on them to make a difference in the lives of others, because it truly matters. We pass down those things to others. Be an example. Let's pray.